4SKD Liston.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
PXB, this is KC4SKD, named Larry.
My name is Lloyd, Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
All right, this afternoon, it's kind of windy over here where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm on Highway 14 at Pelham, and the trees are kind of moving around, like, it doesn't look as bad as it was earlier, but it's definitely gusting every once in a while, pretty strong.
Just leaving the office, headed home. Get home and see what I can find to work on. My dad's coming over to visit for a little bit.
I'm not sure if you're married, but if you are, then your wife always probably has a couple honeydews that can be done.
I got a list myself. Like that. We wired up for a generator and put one of those sockets on the outside of the house, but I haven't tested it yet, so I gotta do that sometime or another and then put plastic under the house. I need to finish redoing our vapor barrier. Just a few things that needs to be done.
That's the smartest thing me and my wife did a couple years ago. We took some of our tax return money and put in a standby generator that will run the whole house. So it's come in handy a couple times where, you know, power goes out and it'll run everything in the house. Only thing you can't do is you can't wash clothes and cook at the same time.
Yeah, ours is not that big. I mean, we can't run any 220 appliances, but anyway, we have lost power for 12 hours before. But this one's big enough to run our furnace.
That's definitely important because, yeah, this will run the furnace, the AC, the heat, pretty much it'll run everything in the house.
Anyhow, you know, interesting thing, we had a power failure Saturday. It'd be almost 2 weeks ago, and power stayed off for 3 hours. On a bright, sunshiny day, hardly any wind or anything.
Somebody could have run into a utility pole or whatever. Even could have been a brownout.
Anyhow, my other project's doing the vapor barrier under the house. We have a lot of humidity come up, and I bought a dehumidifier and put it in the bedroom, and it will fill up the little tank in about 4 hours.
That's definitely a lot of moisture in that amount of time frame.
Got the radio fixed in the vehicle here. I had the microphone hanger in a bad place, and when you scoot the passenger seat forward, it knocked it off the mic holder. So I redid that and fixed that so that don't happen anymore, and worked on the radios in the house some, kind of arranging them. The biggest problem I got in the house is whenever I transmit, it wipes out the TV. So if my wife was watching Green Acres, I can't talk without wiping that out.
Definitely need to relocate one of them. Like I said, probably going to be smarter, or definitely going to be your wife's decision to move your ham radios instead of the TV.
Interesting, since they went to digital TV, if I locate the antenna in a certain spot and get it all fixed up, 3 weeks later it don't work anymore, so I got to move it again. So I'm tired of moving the TV antenna around.
That's definitely weird. You got any kind of trees that may be blocking it, or just kind of weird why that would just run for 3 weeks and then quit again?
I have a lot of trees, and we live in a very low spot, so that doesn't work out too well for us. But back before they went to the digital TV, I could pick up Channel 13, but that's long gone.
Before PXB for ID, you might want to try to put a signal booster on there if it even has anything, because it just, you know, like I said, depends on where you're at with the trees around in the low area. Probably not, you know, getting a good signal and probably bring something in to boost the signal once it comes in.
KD for ID. Yeah, that's the thoughts. And anyway, I did an experiment once, and I've told this before to a few people. I took a TV and an antenna on one of our trips to Mount Mitchell and went up there at the top and picked up 73 stations.
Definitely good. I'm doing investigating things right now to get a system for my house, and of course got to find an antenna that's pretty much hidden for the HOA, because the president of my HOA lives right across the street, so there won't be any covert things putting anything in what I heard standing. What are you doing?
And that, I used to own a condominium, and we had that problem too. But anyway, another interesting thing to mention, when my brother worked at Stone Mountain Park, we carried some equipment to the top of Stone Mountain and taught simplex to Macon, Georgia. That was using a cubicle quad on 2 meters.
Definitely good. Like I said, I've got in my home right now, what I'm using is a little Anytone 878 with a cable antenna running off of it. And I definitely have no issues talking on the 2 meter and 440 with it.
I hate to run, but I'm getting in some traffic here, and I better put this mic down.
Please be careful. It's KO4PXB. I'll be 73 and standing by on your final.
And KO4PXB, KC4SKD.
4PXB and KO4HKX.
KO4PXB.
Hey, Lloyd.
Good afternoon, sir. You doing all right today?
Yes, sir, I am, and I was going to make a suggestion to you about your HOA. Have you thought about a flagpole antenna? That way you're just putting a flag out there in the yard.
Already got a flagpole already out there, so I've looked into that where I can just piggyback off of that or just change a pole out, and she'll be none the wiser.
I didn't know if you'd thought of that or not.
I've definitely thought of that and looked at it and looked at the cost. So now it's just the means of getting it. But definitely well prior to that, I need to get the radio first. Because right now I'm just using that regular little Anytone. What's the, what frequencies? I guess you can pretty much get any frequency, but that the, flagpole antenna will work off of.
Well, I'd have to go back and look at it. I just heard about them, and I don't have one myself.
Yeah, I appreciate it due to the fact that I'm studying for my general license right now, so I definitely want to go ahead and look at the options of having something where I can talk on four frequencies once I get my upgrade.
Or you could just do a gutter antenna on the front of your house, just run it out there and do it that way. I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah, that's another thing I'll look at doing, so that way the on the gutter antenna, is it actually connected to the gutter, but it's not laying in the gutter truck, in the track, is it?
That's my understanding. You actually turn the gutter itself into an antenna.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to look at that, too. Because if it got, a severe storm or anything like that, then what's the chance on that running in on a radio? Well, like I said, anything would definitely need to be grounded in situations like that.
For sure. How treating you this afternoon?
It definitely liked me today. I made it all the way to the Brockman-McClimate with no issue, and then I jumped off there, so I made very good time on 85 today.
Because this just listening this morning, it didn't sound too good.
This morning, it was just a matter of people being idiots and rubbernecking, because going into Spartanburg, the people on the accident was on the other side of the road where the vehicle flipped over or something to that effect, and people going into Spartanburg were just literally slowing down to 2 to 3 miles an hour just to rubberneck and look at it instead of just keep driving. I think I should try to design something where when cars ride by an accident and the emergency light's on, the windows go completely tinted where they can't see anything, like horse blinders where people can't see it, just that way they'll stay focused on the road.
So we're talking about putting those rollout barriers up so that wouldn't happen.
Anything when people see something different on the roadway, I mean, they'll stop and slow down to look at it, and unfortunately, when they're not paying attention like that, they either run into somebody else or just get hurt themselves.
Hey, do you have a hotspot with your DMR radio?
Do not. I'm just using the regular DMR repeaters.
The South Carolina Heart repeaters.
One for Spartanburg, Pickens, I've hit those two, and the one in Spartanburg, that's the ones I've talked on so far.
Spartanburg has the Southeast Talk Group on it?
I believe it does.
You can hit that from my hotspot at the house.
That's definitely good. Have you talked to, the last part of his call sign is WWZ. I know he was doing the flag work there a while, but I just haven't heard him on the radio for a while.
I heard him earlier today, and he's doing fine.
Yeah, that's good. I knew they were moving his times around that he had to work, so that probably limited his time on the radio.
See, last time I was talking to him about work, he was... One day he was working nights, and the next day he'd be working days. He's all over the place, so he's just been here and there.
Has he been working on redoing his truck that he got?
I think he sold it because it's going to cost too much to fix it.
That's always the thing to, I guess, look to at the very beginning. So not having to risk of losing money by having to resell it.
And a truck that needs work, you better be able to do some of it yourself anyway, or most of it.
That is definitely true. All right, I'm here at the daycare to pick up the baby, so I'll say 73 for a few minutes, and if you're going to be still on the system when I get back from inside.
For a little bit. I am on my way up 25 now, so I'm just getting ready to go under 11, so I'll be around for a few minutes more. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side.